the Rosh Chodesh upon us and beginning the 9 days, so I wanted to address a topic which is of widespread pragmatic relevance. And let me state at the outset that there's no question that there's more than just a Yesh al Milismoch. We'll read from the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah explicitly in just a moment in terms of the question of Siyumim during the 9 days and Tzudas Mitzvah and Achilas Basar leminag Ashkenaz. But let me begin with a comment which reflects the approach of Moreno v'Rabbeinu Rav Lichtenstein Zecher Tzadik Livracha in matters of halacha writ large, and that is that there is always a primacy to asking what are we required to do and what are we prohibited from doing, a fundamental question of what's asr and what's mutter. But then there's also the necessity of asking a second question in life, which is, given that something is permissible, is it advisable? Is this something that we would want to be doing? Does it reflect proper Torah values? And that is often a difficult question to answer. And here, Rav Lichtenstein was very deeply motivated and framed by the writings of the Ramban in terms of Kedoshim Tiyu, Kadesh Atzmecha Mutar Lecha, V'asisa Hayasher V'atov, Yelachem Shabbason, sort of meta-halachic values. And it's that perspective, and particularly the writings of the Aruch HaShulchan, that I wanted to bring to bear on this topic. So again, let's first establish the Ikar Hadin. This is in the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, as is well known. This is in Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, Sif Yud. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Yishmisha Omer, Shanogim Shal Lechol Basar, B'yamim HaNizkarim. Again, the Sfardim Armekel, relative to the Ashkenazim. Mutarim betavshel shenishbasel babas basar v'asurim bebasar ov v'basar maluach v'yayin tosei sumutu lishtos yayin havdala uberkas hamasam. The Ramah writes, v'nogin lahachmer shel lishtos yayin uberkas hamasam v'lo behavdala, based on the Ma'aril, alonos l'itidok makam l'akotinok mutar be'atzo lishtos havdala, uv'sudas mitzvah kegon mila, pidyon haben, siyum masachta, sudas erison ochlen basar v'shosin yayin, Kol hashayach in the suuda, aval yishal tam tam shalol lahosif. Okay, then he writes, "Vishavosh echal tishba b'sochin lachol basal lishos yayin, rak minin mitzumsam v'zav afilu erev tishba v'shari etc." Uvilvad shaliy b'suuda shemafzik bas. There's no question maker adin in the 9 days, and even with a smaller crowd in the shavosh echalbo beginning after Shabbos, that there is a permission structure for suudas mitzvah, including a siyum masechta. Right, the Mishnah Berurah offers a slight cautionary note. Mikol makom ilo nizdam in limudu al siyum lo yemar al yacher b'shvil zeh. Probably not advisable to speed up or to slow down just for these purposes, to sort of put one's thumb on the scale. All right, so you may not want to, deliberately try to orchestrate. V'gam ilo hayos ha-suuda b'shar yamim efshel she yasene gamata. It's not your general practice to make a barbecue every time you're finishing a masachta, so I wouldn't start now. Achenim nizdayim kiroi mutar lachol afosan shalolim doyimayim im hayu hochin uvoin gam bizman achar mishum rayos. But in the end, if people would go because, they're friends, they would typically be invited, they can go, and it's a sudas mitzvah, and after all, it's a celebration of Limud HaTorah. So the Mishnah Berurah isn't too exercised about it, again, within the parameters that we discussed, that the person shouldn't try to put one's thumb on the scale too much in terms of the timing, and one shouldn't all of a sudden up the ante, if it's not one's general practice, all of a sudden to be marba bebasar, for these purposes. But the Mishnah Berurah, again, validating, and much more than validating the Ikar Hadin over here. Well, let me share maybe an alternative point of view from the Aruch HaShulchan, and one which, again, resonates very deeply in light of the question of what are we looking to accomplish here? And what is the overriding theme of these days, and why do we mark them? So first, the Aruch HaShulchan deals with the question of the Minhag Ashkenaz, which is, again, Me'ikar Hadin. If you look in the Mishnayos and the Gemara, it's only Erev Tisha B'Av and only the Suda Mafsekes in terms of Achilas Basar and Lo Yochol Adam Shnei Tavshilin. But we've adopted a much more chamor practice in, Ashkenaz, with respect to the 9 days. The Aruch HaShulchan begins the following. And this again is in some Siman Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, with respect to the basic practice. Again, the more that it's tied into Korbanos, the more that you're going to be open to doing it from Shiva Asar B'Tamuz. And therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan is somewhat polemical, but again, that this is, an Issur D'Oraisa, it's not just a minag. This is something I want to come back to. Hello, harbe me'umos, she'en ochem harbe shavuos lo basar, lo chalav, lo beitzim, like the Lent practice amongst the Catholics, the Eastern Orthodox. V'anachnu am b'nei Yisrael, shalenu ne'mar kedoshim tiyu, here the resonances of the Ramban, right? Lo yovulav datzor esatzmam shmona yamim b'shana, because let's be honest, you have Shabbos, l'zikaron beis katshenu v'tifartenu v'chayotze v'zomar anavi boshu v'kalmu. So again, he's not dealing here yet with Sudas Mitzvah, but the basic orientation is, my goodness, 8 days, we're not even including Shabbos, we can't, hold ourselves back, we can't possibly, make do, harbim umos that aren't used to the levels of Mesiris Nefesh that are associated with Kal Yisrael are able to refrain, and, man omar, what so that's, that's number one. And that's, I think, a certain framework which is very important. Then a number of si'ifim later, this is in Kaf Ches, he starts talking about the Siyam Asachta. It says, Od kasu the milo pedi novena Siyam Asachta, suda seirisen, ochen basar shosin yayin, shkala shayachal suda, yesh latzamtim shalol hosif, that's the language of the So that's number one. Again, if it's not the common practice, I think that's not going to be so relevant for us because I think it's already kiva de dashbe. There are a lot of people who do it, etc., etc. And then the Aruch HaShulchan, as you could see telegraphed earlier, thinks that this would really be a davar mechuar. This is stronger than the language of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah said, he wouldn't advise this, but this is a davar mechuar. This is really something which doesn't reflect well, right? To try bedavka to orchestrate. Avagav the moed kot and muchach the mutter l'shair mikzas hagemar l'siyam mitzvah k'di isa sham binin beis hamikdash mikol makom laniach l'chatchila b'shul achila z'basar lo noa v'lo ya. Again, when you can't control yourself, kadoshim tiyu kadesh atzmecha b'mutter l'cha. Person should be mitzamtzim in general, and the gemar l'chulin pei dalid. Lo yochadam basal teyavon. That's kol hashana kula, right? Forget about the 9 days. V'yeh shalom din lechatchila masachta kedei laso siyam yom meilu. Davar ze efshar. Kedai laso shal yidei ze yasuk b'torah. The people that may not, be interested in learning Torah otherwise. So maybe you have to balance that a little bit, the needs of Talmud Torah keneged kula. Miu, ein levake shal siyam rak talmidei chachamim ha-shayachim limud ha-Torah. But that's not going to be a heter for, some kind of a mass, a party where, everybody's going to be able to participate. And then the Aruch HaShulchan with the coup de grace, which is totally consistent with everything that he suggested up until this point. V'anachdo nohagnu b'siyam v'afidu k'she'ara siyam b'yamim elu. If you're really concerned about Kavod HaTorah here, so the Aruch HaShulchan's perspective is that we should, you know, celebrate Kavodah Torah properly in a time when those kinds of celebrations are appropriate and not in a way which might even compromise Kavodah Torah because we're being mitzamtzem necessarily for the spirit of the days. So again, hein mishnei atzdadim. Number one, lezichron, you know, base kadshenu, base tifartenu, the korbanos and the sachem, the achilas habasar. And especially for those of us who are sensitive to the idea that the entire heter achilas basar is really deeply related to kachim, the sugyas and chulin and daf yad zayin, about, you know, in the midbar, anybody who wanted to eat basar, you know, had an obligation to bring a korban shlamim. And then, of course, you know, in Parshas Re'eh, ki archiv Hashem es gevulcha kasher dibar lach, ki saven afshecha l'chol basar. You know, but nonetheless, Shechita being basically a Kachim institution that was exported from outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And so, you know, if we clearly we should have some sensitivity to that. So that's Mitzad Echad u'meidach. In terms of the Kavodah Torah, how much of Kavodah Torah is this really? But to get back to one of the other elements of the Aruch HaShulchan's argument is a little bit of Mesiris Nefesh for the historical suffering of Klal Yisrael and the Chorban Beis HaMikdash should not be beyond us. We live in a society where, let's say, discipline and delayed gratification are not exactly the first words that would come to mind in classifying and categorizing society at large. And if we can be particularly candid during this time of year, which is a time of Cheshbon HaNefesh, much of that has infiltrated Klal Yisrael, a nation that historically, of course, has been defined by Mesiris Nefesh, Am Sri Dei Charev, that sense of what, again, Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal used to call glatt kosher hedonism, has certainly left its mark. And the idea of, you know, doing without, even for a few days a year, is, you know, we're not talking about health issues, is something that is perceived to be a burden. So, me'ikar hadin, is there a permission structure? Kol bar be'rav knows that. Again, what exactly the parameters are, and speeding up, and slowing down, and doing it especially, those you can have. But, you know, certainly, for children, camp settings, there's a lot to talk about. But as a basic orientation, is this something we should be looking to do? Is something we should be celebrating and advertising? You see, you know, advertisements, you know, mass, you know, siyum, barbecue for the 9 days. This is something that I think anybody with even an iota of halachic sensitivity, you know, going beyond what is technically absolutely prohibited, right, can really recognize is outside of the boundaries of what we're looking to achieve during this period of year. To be sure, last Gemara in Cheskas Habatim, Basra Babasra Daf Samach, famous exchange between the Prushim and Rabbi Yeshua. There's a reason we only do this 9 days a year, and there's a reason, again, the Yerushalmi at the end of Masech the Kiddushin can speak in terms of Asili Tein Cheshbon Al Kol Mashal Lel Nena Min Olam Hazeh. There's a balance. We're not necessarily, you know, ascetics year round, even if we are individuals and, you know, who aspire to engage in moderation in the best sense of the Ramban's dictum. But here I think we have to, you know, make the point in no uncertain terms. A person's experience of the 9 days is marked by barbecues, then there is something very deeply wrong. And we should not be looking to avoid the experience of Avelos Yishana and the experience of identifying with the historical suffering of Klal Yisrael from the Churban and, as the keynotes reflect, from everything that has gone on, the expulsions, the sufferings, the pogroms, the crusades. This is a time of year when being mimayit in our own personal pleasures is not something we should be looking to escape. This is the time of identifying with the Tzar of the Rabbim. This is a time of Cheshbon HaNefesh, the Rambam writes, Kidei La'ora Levavos, Leftoach Darchei Atshuva. And hopefully, if we can properly engage in the spirit, we can be Zocha to the Devei Chazal, Kol Mis'abel Al Yerushalayim, Zocha V'Roa Ben Echem Asa, that there will be a time, an appropriate time for celebration Mitzoma Chamishi Yehuda, L'Sason L'Simcha.